He was at OTAs yesterday, our green and gold reporter. You hear him on every show, about every time. Whenever you flip on the fan, you'll hear Mike Clemens, and you'll do so right now. Clem, good to talk to you. How are you, man?
Hey, Clem.
Pretty good, boys. Pretty good. How are you?
We're doing good. Clem, did you see yesterday when Janis was laid out? Did you see that by Jones?
I did. Josh Jones, the second-round pick, looked like a second-round pick or higher. And you can see the eyes of Demarius Randall and Quentin Rollins and some of these guys. Like, you know, we all have to step up our games because this kid is all over the field. He had three deflected passes in an OTA session that was really mostly fundamentals. There wasn't that many plays. Mm-hmm. And he's just all over the field, whether it's 7-on-7 or 11-on-11. He's deflecting a pass to Randall Cobb from Aaron Rodgers. He's streaking down the field and keeping up pace with the speedy Jeff Janis. And at one point, these guys collide, and you hear this large thud. And I talked to Josh Jones about, man, he just jumped off the page yesterday. What's the field I have a practice like that? What are you learning?
Just playing, just being able to get, just getting comfortable. That's what I learned. You know, it's a new team. You know, I'm in the NFL now. You know, I'm not in college anymore. So, you know, it feels good when you make a few couple plays, but you have to snap back into reality and know that, you know, you can't get comfortable. You know, soon practice is over. I'm focusing on, you know, I'm thinking about the mistakes I made that day, and I'm ready to correct them. You know, that day is over. This practice is over. Now it's focus on tomorrow.
That play where you broke up the ball to 18. Cobb had the ball in his hands and ended up ripping out. Can you go through that one? What's your thinking on that one?
I mean, just making a play. That's it. It wasn't thinking nothing. I was just playing, to be honest. Just making a play and just playing football.
Earlier when you collided with Janis, everybody, you know, like, ooh.
Yeah, that was bad. You know, I didn't mean to. It wasn't intentional. So we were in Skelly and threw the ball. I was looking at the ball, and then the ball, like, dropped into his arms, and I was trying to run past him, and then we just ran into each other.
Has Josh Jones learned yet, Mike, that Jeff Janis is a god in this state? Or
Janis!
Does he not know that yet?
Well, maybe he heard that, or he'll read that today with all the tweets like, well, who is this hot dog? You know, it was just a football play. Knock it off. Knock it off. They're playing football. They should be excited they got a kid that's putting out that kind of effort, flying around the field, that he's fun to talk to. Man, so far, loving the Josh Jones.
Okay, I would have guessed, though, that maybe some of the coaching staff would have got on him for doing something like that.
Maybe they will.
Not during practice, though?
We didn't have a chance to talk to defensive coaches. We'll talk to Joe Witt. But they'll review it on the film, but it's just a football. It's like two outfielders colliding for a pop fly in the outfielder. You know, it happens. They're just being aggressive, and that's the way you want it.
Yeah, I just was thinking, though, I mean, when they're out their shorts, they don't want any physical contact, though, really. And that's why, McCarthy's talking about evaluating guys, and he's the evaluating process is constantly going on, Clem. How much can you actually evaluate when you're doing this?
Well, you can evaluate plenty when it comes to, you know, quarterbacks, reception, guys understanding where they're supposed to be, how quickly they can absorb the playbook. You know, that's the good thing about it, too. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, the quarterback coach, Alex Van Pelt, was asked about this because there's kind of getting to be a word around the team that, you know what, Rodgers is kind of getting back into it at it. Like a new level. And that slump that he had going from, you know, 2015 into the start of last season before they went on the run, it's not like there's just a new heightened focus. Charles Woodson said it. When they started getting on that run, he said it one night. He goes, you know what, the last time I saw that look in Aaron Rodgers' eyes is the year we won the Super Bowl. He just puts his head down, and there's more of a focus. And Alex Van Pelt, the quarterback coach, said, yeah, it just seems like there's a new level of love in the week of preparation and being a leader. And he's like, Aaron Rodgers is apparently, is an instructor in some of the classes with the offense now. I mean, he's getting up there and speaking regularly about things that they've learned in games, gives them PowerPoint kinds of demonstrations, you know, on a whole new level. And he is into it. And he was very cordial. He was in a good mood. He was sincere about, hey, good to see you guys back. He looks like he's excited to
you know, take on the season. You know, the other thing about these players, too, when you talk to them in May, their bodies don't hurt. They're not crabby. You know, they're having fun, and they're just running around. It's as the season wears on, it gets to be such a grind that that's when it gets to be, you know, a real struggle for them.
Talking with Mike Clemens, Green and Gold reporter here on The Fan. The offensive line in front of Roger is going to be a little different. No T.J. Lang, J.C. Treader also gone. And right now, what we're hearing from yesterday is that right now, Don Barclay is your center. What happened?
You stand there watching practice. They're doing 11-on-11, and it's like, why is Corey Linsley walking around next to me on the sidelines? Shouldn't he be out there playing center? Who the hell is playing center? Don Barclay? So after practice, then I get right to the locker room, and I see Corey at his locker, and I said, so you're not practicing during OTAs? No. Had a little surgery. Really? Yeah, to clean up the right ankle. The one that bothered him 2 years ago. First he had the ankle and then the hamstrings that put on the PUP and let J.C. Treader take over as the center. You remember that? Then Treader, he goes on the first day of free agency to the Browns, and you got Don Barclay, a guy who really should just be a backup guard, and that's about it, out there playing center. And so I asked Corey, so what happened with the surgery?
That it was my ankle, and then the hamstring happened because of my ankle. And, you know, it took us some time to figure it out because it was kind of an injury where it was, you know, it wasn't right. It was a different injury. But it was, I'm lucky to have found it, went down to Anderson, Carolina, and he knew right away what it was. And ankle. I mean, it was ligament issue along with, like the spurs and all the stuff floating around in there, you know.
So Corey Linsley's not going to be playing center until the start of training camp. So when you're trying to get that, you know, that chemistry going with your offensive line, Jari Evans, if he's going to be the starting right guard, et cetera, you know, it'll be Barclay right now. Now, I asked the quarterback coach, Alex Van Pelt, listen, being a center for the Green Bay Packers, that's going to be the toughest job in the NFL when you consider Aaron Rodgers and his pre-snap game. Eight different cadences, the hard count, the silent count, all that stuff that Aaron Rodgers does. You really got to be, you know, be in your game. He said, though, that Barclay has actually been practicing with Aaron Rodgers with this stuff going on 2 years. He's a third or fourth backup. So they say that Donnie's doing fine right now.
Clem, it sounds like Aaron Rodgers and his view on Martellus Bennett, that he got a very high grade from A-Rod.
Yeah, and, you know, now we didn't see much from Bennett yesterday in practice because, you know, they're still learning the offense. You see him over there with Brian Angelico, the tight end coach, just one-on-one. Lance Kendricks ran out for a few patterns yesterday. He had a nice catch. He had a bad drop. Brett Hundley, by the way, the backup quarterback, horrible practice. Horrible. I mean, just lots of miscues.
Really?
Rodgers looked like he was picking right up where he left off at the end of the season, making some tremendous throws, running all over the field, looking good. So then you go to Martellus Bennett and, you know, get to know this guy. It's one thing when you cover him at the Super Bowl, and that's a whole nother stage, you know. And the thing about it, too, is that in covering that Super Bowl in Houston, you remember when Jerome Bettis, the bus, finishes his career as the Steelers beat Mike Holmgren's Seahawks in Detroit in Bettis' hometown. What a great way to finish off an NFL career. Well, Bettis or Martellus Bennett had kind of the same thing. He finally gets his Super Bowl ring with the Patriots in his hometown in Houston. He's a big deal down there in Houston. He and his brother Michael, community involvement, building children's parks, his children's books. So Martellus says that he drives back and forth now because the wife and the kids are still in the Chicago area from all those years with the Bears, listening to books on tape like Harry Potter and things like that because he does these children's books. And we asked him, well, all the other teams are making offers, why did you pick the Green Bay Packers in free agency?
I like it here because I drive home a couple times a week. I still live in Chicago, and it's only 2.5 hours from here. So that's been a blessing, and I want to stay closer to home this last because my daughter's starting school. She's getting older and things like that. So you start making different decisions on different things, and I thought this team was a really good team. I played against them for so many years, and I was getting tired of getting my ass kicked. So it's like, you know, hey, let's go play with those good guys for a little bit.
2.5 hours, how fast do you drive?
I mean, 3 hours.
Well, he's not doing that every day, is he, Clem?
No, a couple times a week, he said. Nice. But I thought that was hilarious. He goes, 2.5 hours from Green Bay to Chicago. And Tom Oates goes, 2.5 hours, or, you know, how fast are you driving? And then he said, oh, wait, 3 hours. 3 hours, yeah.
Yeah, but still 3 hours, that's a pretty good clip. So, I mean, what should we expect out of Bennett and his production? I'm assuming he stays healthy. What should we expect?
You know, I talked to the tight end coach about that, too. I asked Brian, to describe Lance Kendrick's game, and he said that Lance is very versatile. Mm-hmm. And when he talked about Martellus Bennett, I thought he was going to say the height, the big paw in the back of the end zone, in the red zone. That's how Jay Cutler used him. That's how Tom Brady used him. The first thing that Brian Angelico said, the tight end coach, was yards after the catch. He said, that's what you're going to notice. When this guy gets the football, nobody can bring him down, something we've never seen from Richard Rodgers.
Mike, with Kenny Clark, reading a lot about him, does he look like he's taking it to another level from year one to year two?
Well, we hope so. I can't make that kind of judgment from OTAs. You know, you can't. I was going back through some stuff 5 years ago when Chad Clifton was going to be leaving the left tackle position, and everyone was like, oh, man, if Clifton can't go, if the Packers are letting him go because he's too banged up, well, who's going to be the left tackle? And, you know, Marshall Newhouse, that's what everybody was saying. Like, really? Are you serious? Have you watched the games, Marshall Newhouse? And it wasn't until a fourth-round pick named David Bakhtiari, who no one could beat on the one-on-ones, he emerges the left tackle. So, man, when it gets to be offensive and defensive line, you got to wait till they got the pads on.
Mike, always appreciate some time. We will check in with you a little later on.
Thank you, boys.
Mike
Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline when you're ready to get into or back into the housing market. look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Take the next step towards your new home.